Hello, everyone. I'm CNN political director David Chalian. We're bringing you something a little different today, and we want to know what you think. Stick around after the episode to hear how you can share your feedback. While it may seem like the craziness of this election is unprecedented, there are some lessons that we can learn from history. So I want you all to take a listen to some very informative analysis from CNN's Harry Enten on what the past can tell us to expect this time around in 2020.
I'm going to level with you. This election is not going to be normal, just like the rest of our lives are currently not normal. It's not going to be about the economy, stupid. It's simply not. There's going to be a high emphasis on the most important issue of the day, the issue that is dominating our lives right now, the coronavirus. If you were to look at the polling right now, what do you see? You see that former Vice President Joe Biden is the one who is best equipped to handle it, according to the polls, by about a 10 to 15 point margin over the current incumbent president of the United States, Donald Trump. It's a huge deal. And why is it a huge deal? Well, you only have to look back through history to understand that when there is an election in which there is a large non-economy specific issue that is dominating the headlines, then those elections are normally determined, the winner and loser, by who is most trusted on that important non-economic issue of the day. You know, I bet that the president of the United States, Donald Trump, wishes that he was in the polling position that Franklin Roosevelt was heading into the 44 election. World War II was dominating. And indeed, a National Opinion Research Center poll found that just before that election, that the current president, Franklin Roosevelt, was favored by a 42-point margin over his Republican rival, Thomas E. Dewey, on who was best equipped to win World War II for the United States.
Hitler and Mussolini, they will understand the enormity of their miscalculation.
We shall not settle for less than total victory.
If you're a history buff, or even if you're not, you might recall that Franklin Roosevelt was able to win an unprecedented fourth term in 44, defeating Dewey. Of course, you don't have to go all the way back that far in history to see an election that wasn't just about the economy. Go back just 16 years ago. Back then, George W. Bush was running for re-election. We had a war in Iraq and terrorism was still at the top of voters' minds. And indeed, the final Fox News poll found just before the election that when it came to the war in Iraq, Bush was more trusted than Kerry by about a 6-point margin. And he was more trusted when it came to the war on terrorism by about a 12-point margin.
Saddam Hussein was a unique threat, and the world is better off without him in power. And my opponent's plans lead me to conclude that Saddam Hussein would still be in power, and the world would be more dangerous.
If you want to really understand the depths of the deficit that Donald Trump is currently facing, you have to go back about 40 years. You know, that was the 1980 election in which Democrat Jimmy Carter, the incumbent, was facing off against Republican challenger Ronald Reagan. Yes, the economy wasn't necessarily doing so well in that election, but there was also a big non-economic issue of the day, the Iranian hostage crisis. When it came to that hostage crisis, it actually turned out that Republican Ronald Reagan was more trusted on getting the hostages home by about a 4-point margin over the incumbent Carter. That led to Jimmy Carter being defeated for re-election.
We continue to face a grave situation in Iran, where our embassy has been seized and more than 60 American citizens continue to be held as hostages in an attempt to force unacceptable demands on our country.
But let's say the economy is in fact viewed better by Election Day, right? A look at the 52 and 68 elections suggests that may not even be enough for Donald Trump. Remember, both of those elections featured above average economies, and yet the incumbents, Harry Truman in 52 and Lyndon Johnson in 68, didn't even run for re-election, and both of their parties lost. Why? Because the Korean War in 52 and the Vietnam War in 68 were raging. What happened 4 years after the 68 election is also illuminating. Richard Nixon was far more trusted on the Vietnam War than his Democratic opponent, George McGovern, by about 30 points, according to Gallup.
Tonight, I want to talk to you on a subject of deep concern to all Americans, the war in Vietnam. I believe that one of the reasons for the deep division about Vietnam is that many Americans have lost confidence in what their government has told them about our policy.
And of course, Nixon cruised to re-election, winning by more than 20 points. So what does this mean for the 2020 election? Well, to me, it's pretty simple. Either Donald Trump becomes more trusted on the coronavirus than his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, or he'll end up just like Truman and Johnson. out of office.
Thanks for listening. We would really appreciate your feedback as we try new things and work on new ways to inform you, our listeners. Please visit cnn.com/podcastsurvey to take a quick 3-question survey.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.